Well, it's a pleasure to be back here again. I greatly enjoyed my first time preaching here at North Houston. And so I was just very glad to receive another invitation to come back out here. I usually don't get a second invitation. Open your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 28. Verses 18 through 20. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都要告诉他们遵守我做他们的门徒，直到世界末日。那我们一起祷告。
Father God, this is a very difficult subject.
亲爱的天父，这是一个非常困难的一个题目。
Many people think it's a very boring subject.I pray today that you would show us that it is a life and death subject. Series on church membership based on the book Church Membership by Jonathan Lehman. What we want to do with this series is to give people a stronger, challenging, clear, and hopefully attractive picture of what formal commitment to the local church looks like. Because it's only in the context of the local church that the journey of life transformation can take place. And it's only in the context of the local church that we can become the prevailing people of God. We've chosen the church to be our theme for the entire year because we believe that it is a neglected topic in both the American and the Chinese church. And also because we see the negative consequences of this neglect of the church. A weak understanding of the church leads to lax discipleship and powerless evangelism. Eventually it leads to weak doctrine, false teaching, and the collapse of the church. The church is the pillar of truth. And when that pillar is weak, the truth loses its power to convict, empower, and transform.
他说教会实际上是真理的一个基础。所以当这个真理啊，这个基础已经不见的时候，这个教会就失去这种能够改变、创造、
Now, for most of us, our views on the church would have been incomprehensible to most Christians during the first 1900 years of church history.
可能在1900年前，那个基督徒来讲，这是不太能够想象的。
Some really sad and difficult stuff happened to the church between 1850 and 1950.
这个是因为在1850年到1950年这中间的时候，有发生了一些很不好的事情，很困难的事情。
This basically wiped out the church in Europe and weakened it significantly in the United States.
在那段时间发生的，在教会发生的一些事情，基本上已经把欧洲的教会给整个摧毁了，然后也把美国的教会的力量也减弱了。
And only now are we beginning to recover.
也是到现在，我们在开始慢慢的复兴了。
One of the products of the trouble the church endured is a very faulty view of authority.
他说这个其中有一个结果，就是我们对教会有一个比较错误的一个看法。
Most of us, poor Christians, see two sources of authority, or if you're a youth, three sources.
他说，我们大部分人这个作为一个基督徒，我们看见权威来自两个方面。但对这些青少年的话，权威来自三个方面。
One is the state, the government.
他说，有一方面的权威来源就是我们的政府。
The state holds authority in our lives, and we think long and hard before we disobey it.
他说，政府对我们的生命是对我们的生活是有权威的。 所以我们当我们想要不服从政府的一些法律的时候，我们会想得很清楚，想得很久。
If you get a letter from the IRS, you treat those a bit differently than another letter from American Express offering you a pre-approved credit card.
他说，当你收到从那个美国税捐处来的一封信，你看到这封信，可能跟那个另外一封信，从那个信用卡公司批准你已经那个可以申请这个信用卡的那个信，是非常不一样的。
One goes to the shredder, the other gets read several times very carefully.
信用卡的申请的东西，你可能直接就放到税局去了。对，那个税捐出来的信，你可能会好好的看，仔细的看。
When you see a police car pull up behind you on the highway, you start to get a little nervous, and your driving behavior changes immediately.
但是在高速公路开车的时候，如果警车就跟在你后面，那你开始就很紧张，而且你的那个驾驶行为马上就改变了。
We give the state authority, we fear its power, and we order our very lives in submission to that authority.
他说我们给这个政府有这个权威，然后我们也害怕这个权威，那我们给他有这种的权威来控制我们的生活。
The other source of authority is the word of God.
他说另外一个权威的来源事实上是神的话。
If you're a believer, you would probably affirm that God, through the Bible, actually has ultimate authority.
他说，如果说你是一个信徒的话，你相信神借着这个圣经里头的话，对我的生命有最终的一个权威。
It even has authority over the state.
他身上这个权威，事实上高过于这个政府的权威。And
in principle, at least, we try to conform our lives to what the Bible says.
他说，至少在基本上，那我们应该把我们的生命和生活上的一切事情，遵从这个圣经上所要所说的。
You acknowledge that God has a claim on your life, that you are not your own. And that Jesus is Lord.
他说，你相信，就是说神在你的生命中是一个掌权的，而且你相信耶稣是你的主宰。
You may not always live that out, but you at least acknowledge that you should.
虽然我们不是常常都这样子做，但是至少我们应该承认我们要这样子做。
And you realize there are real consequences for failing to do so.
你也知道说有一个很大的一个结果，如果你没有这样子做的话。
If you don't give God that authority, or don't recognize the Bible as carrying that authority from God, you really aren't a Christian.
他说，如果说你没有给神那种权威，或者你没有相信说，圣经就是神给这个我们的这个权威的话，那你可能不是一个基督徒。
So if you're not a Christian here today, we don't expect you to just give the Bible that authority just because I say so.
他说，如果你不是基督徒的话，我今天不会希望你说，因为我说什么，你就相信这个圣经的里头是有权威的。
For now, just know that this is what Christians believe. It's part of the very definition of our faith.
他说，现在我们要知道说，这个就是我们基督徒一个基本的一个定义，也是我们信仰的中心。
So we recognize the state, we recognize the authority of the Bible. If you're a youth, you recognize the authority of your parents.
好的，所以现在我们承认有政府的权威，也承认就是说圣经的权威。那当然，这些青少年，你也相信你父母的权威。
But what about the church?
那教会呢？本地教会呢？
Many people, and perhaps even some here today, view the church more like a Costco or Sam's Club.
他说，很多我们在座的这些人，我们可能觉得说，看把教会本地的教会就当做一个大卖场，像 Costco 和 Sam's Club 和 Sam's.
You purchase a Costco membership through a cold cost-benefit analysis.
所以，当我们想加入 Costco 的那个会员的时候，我们会经过很严肃的那个成本效益分析。
Am I getting more than I'm giving?
我们是不是拿的比较多跟那个付出的费用
Am I saving more money than the cost of my membership?
他说我是不是会省更多的钱与那个会员的会费来讲的话比较
Am I satisfied with the service I'm receiving?
我对他们的服务满意吗
Are my needs being met?
那我的需要是不是已经被满足了吗
And if not, well,Forget Costco, there's Sam's Club.
如果他们 Costco 不能满足这些的话，那没有关系，我还有 Sam's Club.
And when I don't need to purchase in bulk anymore, I just go to Kroger's or Randall's.
如果说我不想买大量的那个货物的话，我可以到 Kroger 跟那个 Randall 其他的比较小的超级市场。
And a lot of people view the church like a club.
他说，一般人很多人都把教会当做一个俱乐部一样。
I'll give my time, maybe even my money, as long as I'm getting good value.
我会投资钱跟那个时间，如果我从中间可以得到什么的话。
In this extreme form, you get a lot of people who we call church hoppers.
他说，在很特别的一个极端的地区，很多人就想说是教会的话，跳来跳去的，像跳蚤一样。
Many young people today will claim to be part of the universal church.
甚至很多年轻人今天会觉得说他是属于普世教会。
And then wander from local church to local church.
所以他就到处在寻找一个教会过一个教会。
Or even from internet preacher to internet preacher.
甚至在网上找不同的教导。
With no real commitment anywhere.
不愿意在委身于任何一个教会。
They say they claim to crave intimacy, meaning, and authenticity in their lives.
他事实上是说他虽然说我们要寻找一个就与神的真正的亲近，还有就是那个有意义的，还有真正的那个。
And yet, their view of the church makes it very difficult or even impossible for those desires to be met.
但是他们对教会的一个了解，是让他们很难去满足刚刚他们想要的。
This is not the picture of the local church painted by the New Testament.
他说这个不是我们新约上讲的一个地方教会或本地教会。
I want to look at a couple passages in the book of Matthew to argue for a very different understanding of the church.
他要带我们白牧师要带我们看看几个在那个马太福音里头，在上面怎么说是一个教会。
The church is not a club that you join and unjoin at will.
他说，第一个教会不是像一个俱乐部一样，根据你的意志要不要决定，要不要参加。
But rather, the local church is more like an embassy of the kingdom of heaven.
他说：“事实上，本地教会实际上是一个天国的一个大使馆。”
Possessing the authority to speak for Jesus on earth.
他说他有这个权威替耶稣在地上说话。
And the power to cultivate a family of faith that does in fact meet our deepest longings for true spiritual intimacy and meaningful impact on our world.
他们本地教会也有这个力量在培养我们的信仰，在门徒之间的培养的信仰，去寻找刚刚所谓的心灵上的一个亲密，跟神的亲近，还有真正有意义、对社会有意义的一些事情。
The Gospel of Matthew's central theme is that Jesus is God with us.
他说马太福音的这个中心的议题就是说，耶稣是神与我们同在。
He is Emmanuel.
他是弥赛亚，
以马内利。We are told that he will be called Emmanuel before his birth.
我们已经被告知，他在他出生之前就已经被叫以马内了。
And the last words of the gospel are Jesus promised to be with you to the end of the age.
他说，耶稣最后的话跟我们说的就是说，他在会跟我们在一起，直到世界的末了。
So you've got this big sandwich.
这里看到一个大的那个三明治。
So you've got the bread at the beginning, Emmanuel, God with us.
然后你看到一个面包在这里，然后呢，神 Emmanuel 与玛利亚，然后跟那个
神与
我们。终于我们同在。
So, and then in the middle,
在这个中间,
you have the life of Jesus.
那你有一个神, 耶稣的生命。
So, this is what the whole gospel is about. How is Jesus God with us?
这就是所有的那个, 福音的重点是, 就是说神与我, 耶稣与我们同在。
And wrapped up in the question of Jesus' identity as God with us is one other question.
他说，其中这个一个问题就是说，我们要讨论一下，就是说，耶稣的身份就是说，神与我们同在。
And that question is, who is us?
所以这个问题现在问题就是说，这个神与我们同在，这个我们是指什么？
Who is it that the one with all authority on heaven and earth identifies himself with and exercises that authority through?
他说：“谁是我这个嘛？谁是有这个在天国上的权柄？然后呢，在地上呢，在地上也同样能够反正就是说也能够有这个身份，然后能够行使这个权柄的。”
I want to argue that us is the local church.
我今天要告诉你们的说，这个我们就是指我们的本地教会。
That the local church represents heaven on earth.
他说：“这个本地教会就代表说。”天国在地上的天国。
It speaks in the name and authority of Jesus.
他可以说这个那个耶稣的权柄。
And we can see that most clearly in two passages.
我们可以在这边可以在下面有两件章节都看得非常清楚。马太福音。
First is Matthew 16.
第一个是在马太福音第十六章。
Okay. And there, what you have is Jesus has asked the disciples, "Who am I?" And Peter identifies Jesus as the Christ, as the Messiah.
所以那个门徒那个彼得马上就说你是基督啊，你是马赛。
And Jesus responds, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣回答说，这个你这个回答不是从血肉的指示来的，而是从我们上面的天国的父给你的指示。
And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
所以我告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建在这个磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be loosed. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound on in heaven.And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
他这边就说，我要把这天国的钥匙给你。凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So what do we see here?
所以我们在这边看到什么？
First, we see that Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ was revealed by Jesus' Father in heaven.
所以第一个呢，我们看见的就是说。彼得说耶稣是基督，他说这个上是来自天父的指示。
Peter has made the same proclamation of Jesus' identity that God made when Jesus was baptized.
他说彼得在耶稣受洗的时候，也同样宣称说耶稣是来自神的。
Peter is speaking on earth what was spoken from heaven.
他说彼得好像在地上说话，事实上是在天上来。
Second.On the basis of proclaiming on earth what is proclaimed from heaven, the church is built upon Peter and the apostles.
他说第二点，他上面讲的说，在地上所做的跟在天上所做的一样。他说这句话的意思就是说，彼得是在说，教会是建立在彼得跟他的门徒上。
Third, Peter is given the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
他说第三个就是说彼得给天国的钥匙。
Which means he can bind and loose.
他这个意思就是说，他可以捆绑，也可以释放。
And we'll see what that means in a little bit.
我待会会再解释一下什么叫捆绑跟释放的权柄。
Now, for centuries, people have been arguing whether the rock that Jesus is building his church on is Peter or Peter's confession.
他说，在过去几世纪来大家都在辩论说。这个耶稣说的那个这个磐石，这个教会建在这个磐石上，是这个是指 彼得呢，还是指那个彼得的相信说耶稣是基督
？And the answer, I think, is both.
我的解答是说是两个都是。
It's clearly on the basis of Peter's confession that Jesus affirms Peter.
他说很明显的是因为彼得承认耶稣是基督，所以因为这样子，耶稣才承认彼得。
This knowledge was given to him by God, and it is the foundation of the church.
他说彼得的话，这个有这种的承认耶稣是基督的话，是来自天父的，来自神的。就因为这样，这个是一个教会的一个基础。
However, the words of the text are very clear.
他说，同时呢，这内容呢也是非常的清楚。
The keys are given to Peter as a representative of the disciples.
他说，这个天国的钥匙是给彼得，让他来代表这个所有的门徒。
And whatever Peter and the disciples do, in conformity with the confession that Jesus is the Christ, has the authority of God with it.
他说，就是彼得跟他的门徒，如果他们都是能够承认做这件事情，就是说承认耶稣是基督的话，那他就有这个权柄，他就有来自神的权柄。
They have the authority to open and shut the gate of heaven.
他们有这个权柄，能够打开或关掉进入天国的门。
Which is associated with binding and loosing.
他说这个就是跟刚刚他讲那个捆绑跟那个释放有关的。
So let's find out what binding and loosing and the keys are.
所以现在我们要讲一下什么是捆绑跟释放。
Okay, so turn to Matthew 18.
所以这个到马太福音第十八章。
Starting from verse 15.
我们从第十五节开始。
The passage is up there. I'm not going to read it. You can look at it.
他说你。
We have here a situation where sin has occurred.
So, 我们在这边有一个事情，就是说罪恶发生。
And a process is established to deal with it.
然后现在就是一个过程，要怎么去面对这个犯罪的发生，罪恶的发生。
If someone sins against you, go and deal with it in private.
他说，如果某人犯了罪，然后对你犯了罪，那你可以呢，事先跟他们私底下跟他解决。
Okay, don't put it on Facebook.
不要放在你的那个脸书上。
Don't put it in the church bulletin.
对，也不要放在教会的周报上。
Okay, you go one on one and deal with it.
你就直接去跟他当面一对一的跟他谈。
If he refuses to repent, then bring some witnesses.
那如果说他拒绝悔改的话，就带一些见证人。
And if this person still refuses to repent, you bring it to the church.
那如果这个人仍然拒绝悔改的话，就把他带到教会来。
And the church.Then has the authority to proclaim that this person is not a believer.
Because 教会有这个权柄说承认这个人不是一个信徒。
If he will not listen to the church, let him be as a Gentile and a tax collector to you.
他说，如果这个人又不愿意听教会的一些劝导的话，那我们就让他变成一个非信徒或者是一个税吏。
And then moving on in verse 18, he says.Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
他说在第十八节上面，他上面有写说，你不管你是在地上被捆绑的你在天上也要被捆绑。
And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
那你如果在地上有能够释放的，那你在天国里头也会被释放。
Okay, very interesting. We've got binding and loosing going on.
所以非常有兴趣、有意思的是说，他现在是有一个捆绑跟释放同时在进行。
The same thing is in chapter 16.
同样的是在第十六章。
And this binding and loosing refers to exercising authority.
他说，在这个捆绑跟释放的过程中，我们在进行我们的权威权柄。
And this is Jesus' authority.
他说，这个权柄是来自耶稣的。
The church can actually say whether an individual represents Jesus.
他说教会事实上可以说这个人是不是可以代表耶稣
Whether this person is actually a member of the kingdom of heaven.
那可以说是不是这个人事实上是一个天国的子民
Whatever the church agrees about on earth, it is done for them by their Father in heaven.
因为在教会在地上所做的同样的在天国里头神的父亲的父也会同意的
The church speaks for God on earth.
他说，教会是那个神在地上的一个发言人。
The local church has authority over the discipleship of its individual members.
他所以呢，这个本地教会，他对各个门徒，他有这个权柄。
Just like the government has authority over the citizenship of its residents.
就像好像政府对他的国民、他的公民，他有他的权柄、有他的权威。
Now this may be difficult for a lot of you to accept.
他说这可能很对很多人来不太容易接受。
And I just thought about this right now, so I'll take her by surprise.
对，他现在又开始要讲一些不按照讲本脚本讲的。Okay.
If you are from mainland China,
如果说你从国内来大陆来的
or if you're really old and from Taiwan,
如果说你非常老又从台湾来的
okay, I mean, I'm just way back in the day, okay?
我意思是说很旧的时代
When you hear me talk about the church this way,
当你听到说他让他觉得让他讲教会是这种样的教会
there might be a Chinese word coming to mind.
他说这同时他这个时候就有一个 中文字
那就是 the Party,
党，哦，党，他说党，他说就是党，党派的党。
Yeah. So you might think, 国民党、共产党 ，they both sometimes came across as making the same kind of claims we see the church making here.
他说这个就好像当时的国民党、共产党就是 Communist 跟那个 KMT 哈。
And so you might be a little nervous when you hear me speak about the church this way.
他说你可能很非常的那个紧张，因为当我把教会说成这样子的话。
Now I'm not here to talk about politics.
我不是在这边谈政治的。
Or to criticize any political party.
或者来批评任何的一个政党。
I just want to acknowledge some of you may be afraid when I say this.
所以我只想是想告诉你说，可能有些人会。
And if you are, I just want you to know we understand that.
我就想让你知道说我们都了解那一点。
And this takes a while for you to understand and to trust the church.
他说是那我要大家好好去想，可能要花一段时间去真正能够信任教会。
We understand that, and we're willing to be patient with you.
他说我们了解这个，所以我们愿意有比较有耐心跟你们解释这些事情。
But my hope is that you at least see the following.
但是我是希望说你至少能够了解下面的。
The kingdom of heaven is where God rules.
他说这个天国哈，这个天国是这个神的一个管理。
Second, there's a people on earth who represents that rule.
他说事实上在地上有一批人是代表那个神的管理。
That people is identified with Jesus as its king.
他说那一批人呢，他能够承认耶稣啊，就是他的主宰。
This people can make decisions that represent the will of their king.
他说这一批人事实上他可以做一些决定，代表神的旨意。
And that people is the local church.
他说那些人就是所谓的本地教会。
And with that in mind, I want to talk about four implications, four points of application.
当我们了解这些道理以后，我现在来想谈谈四个在生活上的应用。
First, if the local church is not a club,
他说第一个呢，就是说本地教会不是一个俱乐部。
Then we don't join the church like we join Costco.
他说我们参加教会，加入教会不是就好像我们是加入那个 Costco 的那个会员。
We commit and submit to it.
我们要委身，而且我们要顺服他。
Now this does not mean the church has complete totalitarian control over your lives.
他这个不是说教会就有你完全独裁式的控制你的生命生活。
Ultimately, we stand alone before God on the day of judgment.
他说真的是最终我们大家都要面对神的最后的审判。
And responsibility for the decisions in our lives falls on our own shoulders.
所以呢，真正在我们自己的日常生活的责任还是在我们自己的肩膀上。
However, it does mean that you recognize that your life is no longer your own.
但是呢，在这里至少我们承认，就是说你的生命不是在你自己一个人的生命了。
It belongs to Christ.
它是属于基督的。
And so, by extension, it belongs to the church.
所以呢，从那边我们延伸出来，就是说我们的生命也是属于教会。
Now this works on two levels.
这个可以在两方面可以看出来。
Okay, on a big level, it means you submit to the vision and direction of the church.
他说，在比较大的方向来讲的话，就变成说，我们作为一位门的教会的会员的话，我们要顺服哈教会的意向，还有教会的一个方向。
by actively working to support it.
而且要积极地去支持教会的意向跟方向。
It means organizing your schedule and calendar to be as much a part of the church life as possible.
就是在我们日常生活的那个行程表里头，尽量把教会的生活变成一部分。
Don't schedule your family vacation during a church retreat if you can possibly avoid it.
所以尽可能不要把你家庭的家人的度假啊，跟那个教会的退休会安排在一起。
Be as involved as possible in the decision-making process of the congregation.
也尽量去加入整个教会的一些决策过程。
Work to support Pastor David and Pastor Ted as they oversee and pastor the church.
尽量跟祝牧师还有我们的英文堂的 Ted 牧师合作，因为他们是我们教会的管理，也是教会的牧师。
That's the larger level.
所以这是在大方向。
More importantly, however, it works on the level of small groups.
他说更重要是在我们的小组里。
For most of us, submitting to large things like the church vision and church retreats and the church statement of faith is pretty easy.
他说对我们大部分来讲说我们顺服教会的意向或是参加退休会这些事情是比较容易接受。
Submitting things like what job you're going to take, who you're going to date, how you're spending your money, that's hard, very hard.
可是当我们要把我们的譬如说我们的工作还有呢我要跟谁约会或者说我的钱怎么用把这个东西 交托给教会的话这个好像比较难。
We like to think of these things as our own personal business.
我们总是觉得这件事情是我个人的私人事情。
But they aren't.
但实际上它不是的。
You are part of a family.
我们是一个家庭。
And just as everything you do has consequences for your biological family,
就像我们每个人在我们的原生家庭里我们做任何一件事情都有后果的。
Everything you do also has consequences for your spiritual family.
所以我们做的任何事情同样的对我们属灵的家庭里头大家庭里头也有一些后果。
How you treat people at work or at the grocery store reflects upon the entire body of Christ.
他说如果说像你对你的同事怎么对待你的同事或是你怎么对待在市场上 卖东西的一些人都是反映我们这基督的形象。
And the body of Christ therefore has a say in that.
所以呢，基督的形象，基督的身体，他有话可以说的。
If you're treating your employees poorly, the church has the right to hold you accountable for that.
所以，譬如说，你对你的员工不好，那教会事实上有可以说话的权利。
Now this can only be done well in small groups.
他说，这只能够发生，最好是坐在比较小组上。
Pastor David and Fome cannot possibly speak into the lives of every person in this room.
他说，祝牧师跟师母他们当然不可能把。管到我们家在座的每一个人的生命的生活中的细节。
You need to speak into the lives of the people in this room.
你自己要去跟你周围这个这在这个房间里的这些会友们说出来。
Particularly people in your small group.
尤其是在你自己的小组上。
You have authority in each other's lives.
我们小组里头，我们都有对其他的小组的组员，我们都有一些权威嘛，批评他的生活。
You have authority to encourage.
你有这个权柄去鼓励他。
And you have authority to raise issues of sin.
同时，你有权柄，如果说他们做错了事情的话。
This needs to be done sensitively and in love.
他说这个必须要做得非常的小心，而且要爱心。
But it needs to be done.
但是必须要说出来。
And you need to allow people to speak into your life.
而且你要有允许别人啊，对你的生活提供一些意见。
Which means you need to allow people into your lives.
所以同样就是说，你要把你自己打开来，让别人进入你的生活。
Submission to the local church ultimately means you allow people to see who you really are.
所以呢，交托委身给地方教会，意思就是说，你要给别人有这个允许，让他能够进入你的生活。
How you live your life.
看让他们认识你是谁，然后你怎么样过你的日子。
How you treat your spouse and your kids and your parents.
你怎么样对待你的配偶跟你的小孩或者是你的父母。
And you allow them to help you shape you into a more Christ-like person.
而你会让他们，你的小组的成员，让你变得更像基督的一个人。
For a lot of you, this is very, very scary.
他说对很多人这是一个非常恐怖的一件事情。
You're being asked to give up a large measure of your autonomy and freedom of action.
因为你被要求去放弃你很多你个人的自主权，还有你的自由的决定权。
Some of you might feel it'd be easier if you're asked to cut off your right arm.
他 他说对有些人来讲，那还不如就是把直接把我的右手斩断还容易。
And for some of you, it goes beyond that.
那有些人做的更超过这个。
For some of you, there are parts of your life that you've decided are off limits to outsiders.
对有些人呢，我们会决定说，我们有某个部分的生活中是别人不能干涉的。
You have no intention of letting the church stick into your marriage, your work life, your friendships, your money, or even just your inner thoughts.
他说你可能就是说未允许没有任何的意愿让那个教会来进入你的婚姻，进入你的工作上的生活，或是你怎么交朋友，或是你怎么用钱，或者是你自己的个人的内部的想法。
You have no trespassing sign there.
你有一个叫做不能跨越的一个牌子在那里。
And the thought of letting others in there is very, very threatening.
所以你想说让别人进入那个不能跨越的界限的时候是蛮恐怖的。
Yeah, okay. And I know that for me to stand up here and show you from the Bible that the local church has that authority to speak into your life is not going to motivate me.
他说我虽然站在这边用那个圣经的一个权威告诉你说你要打开你的心胸，让别人进入你的生活了，我觉得这个话你不会打开的。
But I want to say that this, if you're like this, you're scared, and you don't want people in, this reveals one of two things.
他说，如果说你真的是很害怕，不想让任何人进入你的生活的话，这个反映出两件事情来。
Okay. It could mean that you don't trust.That it is Jesus who exercises authority for your welfare and the authority of the church.
他说第一个可能你不相信耶稣透过教会行使他的对你生活中的一个权柄。
Or you don't trust the authority of Jesus, period.
或者你根本就是不相信耶稣有对你的生命中的这个权柄。
And so I want to close with this picture of Jesus' authority.
他说我要结束这个讲到用这个来看看耶稣的权柄的一个样式。
Say close. There's got three more pages to go.
虽然我说要结束，但是我还有三页的讲稿。
In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy.My burden is light.
他说这个马太福音第十一章28-30，他说凡劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来，我就是使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
Do you believe in the gentleness of Jesus' yoke?
你相不相信这个耶稣的轭是非常的清淡、轻省、容易的？
Do you believe that rest for your soul comes through binding yourself to Jesus and His people?
他说：“你相不相信说你在你心理上会要得到平安啊？是要靠是要要要你要学习怎么样跟耶稣跟他的耶稣的门徒们怎么样的绑困在一起
？”You may think that you're safer on your own.
你可能想说啊，我自己来做可能比较安全。
I guarantee you that you will find no rest for your soul.
但是我可以跟你保证，你在心灵上是绝对得不到平安的。
Radical autonomy is a recipe for restlessness.
他说，极端的自由的话，最后的结果是极端的混乱跟不安。
This restlessness is a yearning and a searching that will never be satisfied.
因为你这样子不同努力的一直在寻找，一直在寻找，永远都不会满足的。
Or else, you will have a small, closed, petty, and ultimately loveless world.
你可能会最后会变得一个非常的小的世界，而且这个世界上是没有任何爱的。
A world that will fit the size of your own shrinking and shriveling heart.
他说你的这个世界就变成说只能够像你的心一样那样子，没有爱心，没有缩小你的心的世界，缩小到那个地方。
A life cut off from the people of God is a life cut off from God Himself.
当你与神的子民断绝的时候，你的生活是与神的子民断绝的。
And it carries with it a yoke and a burden far heavier than anything Jesus will ask you to bear.
那叫你在生活上所要负的担和的轭，绝对是比耶稣要你做的更严重、更重。
More than that, though, we need to submit to the church for the sake of the mission.
他说另外一个就是说我们要委托在委身于教会是因为我们的使命。
Remember, we are Jesus' ambassadors.
别忘记我们是耶稣的使者。
I opened by reading the Great Commission. We are to go in Jesus' authority to disciple the nations.
对，我要来念一下我们的大使命那个章节，就是说我们要出去去用耶稣的权威权柄，让万民成为门徒。
Now hear from the Apostle Paul.
这是从保罗。
Probably not. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. You can just listen. You got it. Oh, perfect. Okay.
5:18.
All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself.Not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
他说这个章节就说一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归在他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
When we are not united, the mission suffers. Let me give you a few quotes from Scripture.
如果我们不同心的话，我们的福音传福音的话的工作就会受到伤害。
John 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
他说在约翰福音第十三章的时候，这个章节在那边就说，当我们不彼此相爱的时候呢，他们就不能认出我们是你的门徒。
Philippians 1:27.Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that, whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents.
另外一个就在腓立比书1:27-28，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们成人，你们的得救是出于神。
The mission of the church depends on us submitting to one another just as much as the mission of an army depends on the submission of individual soldiers.
他说，我们对这个教会的那个顺服哈，就是要传福音的话，就好像一个军队里头的所有的军人要对他们的顺服一样。
We live in a world enslaved to the old creation.
我们是活在一个世界上，都是强调是旧的一些旧的传统道德。
Enslaved to its passions.
那我们根据我们的肉欲情欲。
Enslaved to sin.
那我们都罪恶中。
And at war with God. But God, through Christ, reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
但是呢，神透过耶稣与我们和好，让我们与他和好，并把这个和好的职分交给我们。
It is a tremendous privilege to be a part of this kingdom, to share this authority, and to have this great commission.
他说：“这应该是我们很大的一个荣耀，能够成为这个天国的一部分，这个天国的一部分。同时呢，我们能够享有这个权柄，去有这么大的一个使命，去让人家与人和好。”
I built my life around this mission.
我建造我的生命，用这个使命。
I grew up loving sports.
我是从小就很喜欢打球。
I played sports all day.
我可以每天打球，整天打球。
Sometimes skipping school to do so.
有时候可以不上课去打球。
And then came home and watched sports on TV all night.
然后回到家里呢，我可以在电视上看球赛，整个晚上看球赛。
Now, I did well enough in school to where I could have built a very comfortable life for myself.
他说我在学校的成绩还表现得还不错，所以我大概可以一个很舒适的一个生活。
Spending my evenings at sports bars with other sports fans.
我可以就是说花整个晚上在酒吧啊，与其他的球迷一起看球赛。
Enjoying my favorite pastime as happy as can be.
他说我可以享受那个球赛中间的中场赛，他说他非常高兴看到那些。
Now, when I came to Christ, I was called to something bigger, something better.
所以当我决定接受耶稣的时候，我是被呼召要做更大、更重要的事情。
I've not watched a Sunday afternoon football game in years.
我已经没有好几年没有看那个礼拜天下午的足球赛。
Sit at church all day.
我是待在教会整天。
And I miss it.
那我是有点怀念。
But I have something far more meaningful, far more significant.
但是我觉得我现在有做更重要的事情，而且更有意义的事情。
I spend my time helping people to believe in Jesus.
因为我现在花很多时间在帮助别人去相信基督。
I spend my time engaged in the Great Commission.
我花很多时间在就是在进行我那个这个大使命，神给我的大使命。
I love this life, and I would not trade it for anything.
我喜欢我现在的生活，我不会用任何东西来换我现在的生活。
So I ask you to join me in submitting to the church and engaging in God's great mission.
所以我在这边要求大家哈，加入就像我加入跟我一样加入这个行列啊，委身于教会，加入这个伟大的这个神圣的大使命。
Why would you want to throw away your part in it？
你为什么把你这里可以在这中间做的一部分的事情把它丢掉呢
？Why would you want to undermine or even sabotage the greatest mission anyone has ever been entrusted with？
他说：“你为什么要低估呢？或者是摧毁这个这么大的一个使命呢？别人已经很都相信你的使命呢。
”We serve a great and mighty God.
我们是这样服侍一个很伟大的神。
Let us entrust ourselves to each other.
让我们相信，对彼此互相信任。
And see God accomplish the impossible through the local church.
这样我们就会发现说，神可以借着我们的教会完成一些不可完成的一些任务。
Father God, we thank you for the incredible privilege of being a part of your church.
他说感谢神啊，让我们能够可以在里面变成你们这个这么伟大的一个教会的一部分。
And I know, Father, there are people in here who are scared at what that means.
我知道说在这边里头，神啊，有些人是很害怕的。
People in here right now might feel pressure.
有些人可能现在可能感到一些压力。
Like they don't want to be judged as uncommitted.
他不想要被判断，被判成说他不是一个委身于教会。
I pray, Father, that they would know that you are merciful.
我让神知道说，我叫神祷告说你是一个怜悯的神。
I pray that they would know that you are patient.
我要让叫神祷告说神你是有爱心有耐心。
And Father, I pray that they would come to you with their fears.
我向神求说他们会来这边来你的面前。
And that you would help convince them that you are trustworthy.
你会说服他们说你是一个可以信赖的。
And that your people are trustworthy.
And 你的子民也是一个可以信赖的。
They're not perfect.
他不是完美的。
But it is with your people that people will experience you.
他说因为我们跟你们的子民在一起，那我们会同样的经历神。
So give us the strength and the power to submit.To your church.
所以给我们力量，给我们力量，然后让我们能够全心的委身于教会。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名。